and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and don't go anywhere. We're talking about your health today, and now we're going to talk about men's health. So if you're a man, you definitely can't go anywhere. And ladies, if you love a man, if you got a husband in your life, you need to listen up, because guess what? Men don't diet. Men refuel. What does that mean? Well, that's what our guest is going to tell us today. Dr. John LaPuma has written many books, including Chef's MD, Big Book of Culinary Medicine, and The Real Age Diet, co-authored with Dr. Michael Roizen, who many of you know about. I know exactly who he is. Wonderful books, both of them, bestsellers. And Dr. LaPuma has been on Good Morning America, The Today Show, Dr. Oz, so you've probably seen him, and now we're going to talk to him, and we're going to see why men don't diet and men refuel. I want to welcome Dr. John LaPuma to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
Shannon, I'm great. So nice to be with you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. What does this mean, men don't diet, men refuel? They just go right back in there and what? I mean, they don't, you know, the thing is, though, men don't diet because they don't have to diet as much as women, but they do need to stay healthy, don't they?
Well, they don't need to diet in the same way as women.
Yeah.
Men don't like the idea of diet. The first three words, letters, of course, are die.
Mm.
And it means getting skinnier and smaller. And men don't generally like that whole notion.
Uh-huh.
But when men learn more about how their bodies work, that their internal fat cells convert the testosterone their testes make into estrogen, and that promotes some of the effects of aging, they begin to become interested in how they can leverage their natural metabolic advantages and move away from the prescription testosterone that's being advocated for these problems, and instead try to do it with food, fitness, sleep, and stress control, and actually are being very, very successful.
Mm-hmm. Well, but, you know, it's true. Men don't want to necessarily be smaller, but they do want to be healthier, or if they don't want to be healthier, they do know that they should be healthier. And that's the key. I think that men, as I know you say in your book, you know, they don't have the same as many fat cells as women. You know, women, we always talk about dieting. Most diet books are for women. This is not a diet book. This is a 24-day eating plan to shed fat, boost testosterone, and pump up strength and stamina. And that's exactly what you get when you're healthy, isn't it? Strength and stamina.
That's what men care about. Mm. Men care less about cholesterol and blood pressure and blood sugar, even though I spend my days helping men control those problems. Mm-hmm. What men really want, I think, is to get stronger, to be more confident, to have a place at the table that is a lead place. Men really like the idea of physical prowess and sex appeal and sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did was construct an eating plan that was specifically engineered to boost testosterone naturally and counteract the effects of aging so men can leverage their natural metabolic advantages, which, as you point out, men have, because we build muscle more easily, we lower our insulin levels more easily once we get the right kind of exercise and eat food that we don't, for example, crumple or crush. If you can crumple or crush a food, if you're a man, you probably don't want to eat it if they've taken all the nutrition out.
Uh-huh. Crumple or crush. That's an interesting thing. And you're a chef. Aside from being a doctor and certainly an award-winning writer, you are a chef. So you understand food. Most men, I can't speak for most men, but a lot of men don't understand food. They kind of eat it. As I said earlier, they don't seem to gain weight as easily as women. So food from them is more enjoyable than it is health-ridden. You say to most men, eat healthy, they kind of put their nose down. They think no beer, no whatever, fried chicken. Or whatever it is they eat. But you can eat healthy and enjoy it, right?
Very much. And actually, the 40 meal plans and 25 snacks and 15 essential recipes that I describe in the book allow men to not only eat healthy, mm-hmm. but it tastes awesome. And the most important part about this eating plan is that it makes you feel better right away.
Right.
A lot of men are kind of down in the dumps and they don't know where to start. You tell a man to diet and you get, you know, light beer and skipped breakfast.
Yeah.
And that's not the best way to do it. In fact, if you need the easiest step to start, it's to do one push-up when you get out of bed,
mm-hmm.
then thumbs up in the mirror, I'm awesome, and then you go about the rest of your day. And then you've started to do the high-intensity interval training for just 5 minutes a day that I teach men to have. If you need a food step, you read one label in the pantry before dinner, before you sit down to dinner. And then you give yourself a thumbs up, I'm awesome. You make it super, super easy. Breakfast always has eggs,
mm-hmm.
or another good source of protein. Super, super easy. It's really not something that is difficult at all. It just hasn't been framed in a way
right.
that's friendly for men.
Right.
And this is super friendly, easy for men to do, and actually, frankly, for the women who who love them, who care about them, who wish they would be more healthy, or just want some more help in the kitchen.
Yeah.
This is kind of an insider's guide for those women who really don't know how to speak to men about their health, but are a little concerned and want to know more about how their man's body works so they can put the right food on the table at the right time.
And men get very excited. I mean, we all get excited when what we're doing works for us. You know, when all of a sudden you see a few inches or you feel better, you wake up with more energy and you're happier with yourself. I mean, we all want to keep going when we see results. And doing this, eating protein in the morning, you really get quick results. I know that you said, because you're a chef, that when you went into the kitchen and started cooking, your pants started fitting better. So, I mean, you see instant results by not eating fast food and the stuff that, a lot of beer, the stuff that men kind of think are staples, or at least that we put with guys as staples. And you have recipes in here, you have quizzes in here for men and the women to maybe give them, and you have phases. What are the things that, you know, if a man is listening and he knows he needs to lose weight, he needs to get this book, Men Don't Diet, Men Refuel, what are the things that will make him go and get it? I mean, what can you say to him that's going to say that he's going to feel so much better if he does what?
Well, two things. So the first is to do the CYCYP test at home. Mm-hmm. This is a PG alert, by the way. That means, can you see your penis?
Uh-huh.
And so you stand up, you look down. If you don't see your penis and you're a man, then you've got to change that.
Yeah.
And so what you start is by doing the three-day jump start, which makes you measure your waist. Your waist should be about half your height. And eat really sensibly from a 6-inch plate at home that helps to moderate your portions without you having to do it. You start to drink 3 liters of citrus water a day instead of drinking soda and juice and energy drinks, because those calories just go straight to your gut, and starchy, sugary foods make overweight men hungrier. And then finally, you do simple things when you cook a little bit. You marinate when you grill, because that takes away the cancer-causing chemicals. It's so much fun for men once they realize how powerful it is to be in the kitchen and to get the right food for their bodies, not to give themselves junk food. You wouldn't put crappy food in your car.
Certainly men wouldn't. And the thing is once you start it, you start to feel really good, so you want to continue it. And, you know, that seeing that difference real quickly on, I mean, my experience is that men lose weight a lot faster than women. I mean, I know that when my husband, you know, goes on any sort of control or diet, he loses weight instantly. We don't. So I think that's a plus for them, that, you know, instantly they will start to see a little bit of a result. And taking this test, I mean, men do gain weight more in their abdomen than women, don't they?
They do. That's where men gain their weight, in the middle of their gut. And that does a lot of things that aren't in men's best interest. It's an organ, actually, for men, not just a spare tire. And it takes the hormones, the testosterone that your testes make, and convert it into estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
But you can reverse that by losing fat in your belly first. And fortunately, that's where men lose their fat first.
Right.
And that's why I trace men's own fat in programs in my office with usually a belt instead of just a scale, because that's really the meaningful thing. And frankly, when men can have roast chicken with lemon and garlic juices instead of fast food, when they can have grilled sirloin steak and asparagus with 29 grams of protein, 254 calories, and Reggiano Parmigiano on top of that asparagus, a little grated Parmesan cheese, when they can have cauliflower popcorn instead of Doritos, then, you know what, the world becomes a lot healthier and a lot more interesting. And it isn't really just about health. It's about how good you can feel.
Right,
how
exactly.
Much energy you can have.
Yeah, and how much energy you can have, which, you know, allows you to do all these other things you want for your life. I mean, certainly your book has really encouraged men to lose weight, to get more energy levels, to increase muscle mass, and there's 75% reported enhanced sleep quality. And I think men do have more sleep problems as well. We have to wrap it up, but I just want to tell everyone out there and every woman out there listening that you need to get this book, Men Don't Diet, Men Refuel, because, you know, we sometimes need to push our men to get where they need to be. And women, I'm going to encourage you to go get this book and push your man to not diet, but refuel. Thank you so much, Dr. John LaPuma, for joining us today.
Shannon, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you. The pleasure was all mine. Again, it's on Shannon's Corner. Just go there and you'll see the book. And there's a direct website to Dr. LaPuma. And you can certainly get the book. And definitely, ladies, get this. This is a great Valentine's Day gift for a man. And together, you can get healthy. We do have to wrap it up for today. And thank you for joining us here on WTBQ on Shannon's Corner. Until next time, don't forget to make good choices.